Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Turkish music and instruments made their way throughout Europe during the 17th and 18th centuries, which then inspired composers to incorporate both into their works. This week on Harmonia, we'll learn about the Battle of Vienna, Janissary bands, as well as listen to music with a tinge of Turkey. We'll also hear a new release of music from the Borel manuscript. Music from the Borel manuscript. We heard a Brawl de Poitou. David Maroney was the harpsichord soloist in a new release from the Plectra music label. Music from Turkey arrived in Europe during the 17th century. It was imported in the form of bands appreciated for their exotic melodies and instruments, yet the Turks were then also seen by many Europeans as hostile people. A perfect example lies in the story of the Battle of Vienna. In 1683, a very large army from the Ottoman Empire besieged Vienna. The brave and ingenious Turkish troops were set to take the capital when they were successfully stopped by a European alliance known as the Holy League. The ensuing retreat meant that the Ottoman troops left quite a bit of booty for the defending armies to enjoy. One notable treasure was coffee. Although it had already been brought to other parts of Europe, the Battle of Vienna can be said to be responsible for the introduction of coffee to Austria and Poland. We'll hear Andreas Anton Schmelzer's Victory of the Christians over the Turks, a work for violin and basso continuo written to mark the Battle of Vienna. The ensemble Romanesca performs. We heard Andreas Anton Schmelzer's Victory of the Christians Over the Turks, an adaptation of Heinrich Bieber's 10th Rosary Sonata. Schmelzer's work marks the siege of Vienna by Ottoman troops in 1683. Romanesca performed. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to Baroque pieces influenced by the music and instruments of Turkey. Some Turkish music is commonly referred to as Janissary music. It takes its name from the Janissaries, or select troops of the Ottoman Empire. Their military bands and their musicians are called Mehter, M-E-H-T-E-R. These bands, made up of winds and percussion, were the ones that first appeared in Europe during the 17th century. The instruments of the Mehter are characterized primarily by their percussion instruments, including varieties of drums, the triangle, cymbals, and bells. Yet the trumpet is also part of the Janissary band. The alluring sounds of the Mehter made them an attractive entity that was incorporated by a number of European composers. Johann Joseph Fuchs was one distinguished composer who wrote a Turkish suite which used trumpets and percussion to evoke the feel of Janissary music. We'll hear Armonico Tributo Austria under the direction of Lorenz Duvschmidt perform part of Fuchs' Turkish Suite K331. Thank you. We heard excerpts from Johann Joseph Fuchs' Turkish Suite K331 and two movements entitled Il Libertino and Contretemps. The orchestra Armonico Tributo Austria was led by Lorenz Duftschmidt. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're exploring Turkish influences in music of the Baroque. We've heard a bit of Europe's take on Janissary music. Now let's listen to some traditional Turkish songs and dances. The Keşkeş Ensemble will perform two Turkish love songs, three dances from the Linus manuscript, and a heroic song, all pieces from 17th and 18th century sources.
Thank you. Kalesi bir dilibraman. Subaşı durar, kemirir gönlümü bir sinsi kırar. Gönül yar peşinde yar ondan irar. Atma tuna, atma, ben bir derdliyim. Yar peşinde gezer koşar. Yandım, karabaklıyım.
A set of Turkish songs and dances from the 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries. They were performed by the Keşkeş Ensemble. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music from 18th century Vienna with a Turkish twist. By far, the most famous European composer to incorporate Turkish musical elements was Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. He did this most successfully in two works you will undoubtedly recognize. We'll hear the final movement, Alla Turca, from Mozart's Sonata in A Major, K331, performed by Richard Burnett. It'll be followed by the overture to the Abduction from the Seraglio. The English Baroque soloists are directed by John Elliott Gardner.
Thank you.
Music of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Two of his most famous Turkish-inspired pieces, the Rondo alla Turca, performed by Richard Burnett, and the Overture to the Abduction from the Seraglio, with John Elliott Gardner leading the English Baroque soloists. Our new release of the week is the third installment in the series Le Clavecin Français, produced by the Plectra Music label. David Moroni is the harpsichord soloist in excerpts from the Borel manuscript, a collection of French pieces from the late 17th century. We'll hear an Allemand en paysan and Grand Suédoise.
Thank you.
We heard an Allemand en Paysan by Chambonnier and Grand Suédoise by Delapierre. Harpsichordist Davit Maroney was the soloist in a new Plectra Music release of pieces from the Borel manuscript. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.